But we start in Cameroon, where a top UN official has called for immediate independent investigations into atrocities being committed there. The Secretary General's Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide, Adama Dieng, has described the killings and the displacement of thousands of people in Cameroon as worrying. Hundreds of people have been killed in violence between government forces and separatist English-speaking militants.
What is happening today? The crimes committed by both parties need to be properly and independently investigated, and the perpetrators of those crimes need to be brought urgently to justice so that people know that no one is above the law, that all Cameroonians are equal.
Professor Julius A. Amin from the Department of History at the University of Dayton in the US is originally from Cameroon, and he gave me this assessment.
This violence is intense. It's not. I was in Cameroon in June, this past June. This is not something that can be pushed aside. This country or a section of the country is literally dying.
Okay, tell me about what you saw in June when you went there.
I went to the city of Kumba. And I planned to stay there for 3 weeks. I stayed there for 8 days. And I had to coordinate very carefully how to leave the country. I saw military officers walking in the streets with their guns in ready position to shoot, their faces covered. I grew up in Kumba. I have never seen such a thing in that city. I asked the people in Kumba that how do people deal with this? Because the probability for accidents to happen is very high. They said they've gotten used to it. I engaged in conversations with people. Everyone I talked with either knew someone who had been killed or had been displaced or was about to leave. I have family members who sometimes escape into the bush, then come back.
Then you talked about having to coordinate your exit. What did you mean by that?
I had to basically work with friends who had to tell me exactly what time to leave, what time a vehicle should leave, and we had to travel in a convoy. If the convoy was not available, we should wait. We should cancel the trip and go another day. That we had to leave in the morning because of the dangers on the way. And so there was coordination. Again, this is something I have never experienced. I grew up in Cameroon. I'm originally from there. I'm there every year. I have never seen anything like this. And so my point here is that the danger is real. The violence is real. The problems are real. And unfortunately, the government insists on having elections during this
Tell me about that. Do you think that now would be a good time to be holding those elections?
This is clearly the wrong time and the wrong thing to do. That fundamentally, what needs to be done is look for a way to resolve these problems before the elections can take place. Because just because people are going to vote doesn't mean that the process of democracy is working. These problems began as a result of neglect. This problem began as a result of economic exclusion.
But then one argument might be that people like you who are saying elections should not take place are suppressing a voice. You're denying Cameroonians a say on the matter.
And I hear that. That is a very good argument. The fundamental problem is that there has been tremendous depopulation of Anglophone Cameroon. So who is voting in Anglophone Cameroon? Again, the city I grew up in, I talked to people there on a daily basis. They told me that more than half of the population of Kumba is no longer there, which is a real irony in that they have moved out to French-speaking Cameroon. This is a great country, and it's been allowed to collapse in a way that is unbelievable. Somehow the mismanagement, somehow the greed, somehow the selfishness, and somehow the lack of that sense of innovation is letting this country collapse.
Professor Julius Amin from the Department of History at the University of Dayton in the U.S.